a very common observation and a very common happening in houses, particularly in our society in Pakistan and in India. We observe the fact that non-Muslim servants are treated such that they have separate utensils to eat. They are not allowed to eat in our own utensils, and they are given separate utensils. And in this regard, in particular, the Muslim servants themselves discriminate between these non-Muslim compatriots of theirs, and they would in general give them separate utensils. And perhaps the notion before them is that these non-Muslims, they are kafirs, they are non-believers, and therefore they do not deserve to eat in the same utensils as these people eat. This, of course, is an absolutely erroneous conclusion. Islam in no way warrants the fact that non-Muslim servants should be treated as such, that they should be given separate utensils to so that they can eat in those utensils. They, of course, are one of our addressees. We have to present Islam to them. And nowhere in the sources of Islam do we find this fact that a Muslim should be harsh to them, for example, or they should give them separate utensils in which they should eat. Similarly, if we trace this aspect in history, one may come to the conclusion that these non-Muslims servants, which exist in our Pakistani and Indian society, which they serve in the houses of Muslims, they perhaps were originally Shudras and they belong to Hindus, to the Hindu caste system. And when they converted into Christianity, this notion of theirs traveled with them, and their Muslim masters actually treated them as Shudras. And this, of course, is absolutely unwarranted. We have no such concept as an untouchable in Islam. All non-Muslims, whether they are Muslims or they are non-Muslims, all human beings are equal in this matter. We cannot treat them as outcasts. We cannot bifurcate them. We cannot isolate them from the society and give them separate utensils. This would be absolutely against the basic spirit and teachings of Islam. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ